Recorded in the WGMU studios, The Megaphone is a weekly internet podcast about journalism, media, and the students active in the industry. And now, here is your host, Igor Stoyanov.
Sozin Malik, the co-editor-in-chief for Fourth Estate, is today on my podcast. I went to her office and asked her a lot of questions. We talked mainly about motivation and how to motivate the students to work as journalists. Since she is a great student leader, she has very good responses. My name is Igor Stoyanov, and you are listening to the podcast The Megaphone. Enjoy the interview with Sozin Malik. Sozin Malik, thank you for being on my show.
No problem.
You're the one of co-editors in chief for the Fourth Estate. Mm-hmm. I'm reading the issues every week, and I must say that they're very, very interesting for me. And I'm also impressed that they are you're publishing every week. Is that too hard? Is that challenging for you? Because you're students, you have a life and stuff like that.
I don't know. With this job, I think you lose your life, quote unquote. But it definitely is challenging with me being an undergrad student, going to classes, balancing homework, and this work, because it is time consuming. I do manage a team, so it is as if any real life scenario where you have to manage a team is a lot of work. It is, but I am thankful it's only once a week, because some outside news publications have to obviously publish on a daily. So I can't imagine if we had to do that here.
But it totally worth it, right?
Sorry?
It's totally worth it that you work and study.
Oh, yes. I love it.
So what's your part of the job at Fourth Estate?
My job is to manage four sections, news, lifestyle, sports, and opinion. I do have a co-editor, so we do break it up so that I focus mainly on lifestyle and sports, and she focuses on news and opinion pieces.
Okay, you're publishing every week. That is what we said already. I guess you need a lot of stuff for that, okay? So how many students are writing for the newspaper? How many are involved?
Within each section, I'd say the max is like 10 to 20 students coming and going.
Do you need more staff, or that's enough?
We always need more staff. We always try to recruit, because I think that number obviously fluctuates over time, because the writers we do have are students, so they have the same, you know, hectic schedule and life. So we do try to promote it as like an internship opportunity, so that we do get more writers and they can have hands-on experience here before they graduate.
Are the number of people is increasing or decreasing these days?
Readership-wise?
No, not the readership, the writers.
Yes, it is.
It is?
It is.
Decreasing?
Like I said, it fluctuates, so it goes up and down. So we are trying to work on recruitment these days. Mm-hmm.
So we, on this podcast, I speak a lot about motivation. Mm-hmm. So can you recall what motivated you to become a part of Fourth Estate or student media? I don't know your beginning.
Yeah, so I think I just kind of randomly found their website, and it's when I first started attending Mason, and I kind of wanted to find my like niche in, you know, campus life. I was trying to look for a group I could join, and I just randomly found student media and fell in love with it.
And you just liked Fourth Estate?
No, actually, I fell into Fourth Estate. I remember just applying generally, and the following summer I got an email from the editor-in-chief saying that she would love for me to join their team, and that's how I ended up joining Fourth Estate.
Mm-hmm. What's your opinion? What motivates other students here? You have experience with other because you're a student leader.
Yeah, I think what motivates students is this is a great place to start and to gain experience, because obviously when you're in college, you do have to focus on your academic life, but you also do need outside experience, and this would count as their outside experience. Also, I think what motivates them is people genuinely like to be published and see their name in publications. That's always exciting. It kind of states, like, you know, this is my writing, my piece. So I think that's what motivates them.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that the students are motivated from one each other, you know? That, I mean, do you think that they see their peers doing something good and they suddenly want to do the same thing?
Definitely. I know going into our student media meetings, I look at what other groups are doing and how their numbers are rising in, like, recruitment or anything. And I take that in and I'm like, you know, I want to be just as good as them because, you know, we're repping a brand and we're repping our own brand.
Mm-hmm. So. Can the money be the motivation? Do you think that money can be or not initial reason for motivating students? Or they are just the reason for students to stay motivated, or they are not the reason for motivation at all?
For me, I recall it just being an experience thing, but I think the longer people do stay in, they do start questioning whether or not they can be paid, because then they realize that this is very time consuming and they are college students, and college students, generally speaking, are broke. So I do think that motivates everyone. It definitely motivates each group as well, because you know, each student group is funded by the school, so we need money in order to keep running. So yes, money is a motivation.
Do you remember if any professor motivates you to start doing this, or he helped you motivated to you throughout the time?
I would say my advisor is my biggest motivation, who is also the director of student media. She motivates me all the time. This is not actually my field. Journalism wasn't, it was media production, but I've grown within this group and she continuously motivates me every day and tells me what I could work better at, and that's what keeps me going.
I know that they are not actually telling you what to write or what not to write. You're completely free, right?
Yeah.
Is that additional motivation for the students, because they are completely free to express themselves?
That's how I pitch it to everyone. I remind people constantly that this is the only time in their life that they'll probably have this freedom to write what they want and to express their ideas. I mean, I'm not saying it's the only, but I think after graduation, if they end up working for a specific news publication, they'll be given specific stories that they have to write for. And I tell them now that they're open and free during our Friday meetings to kind of pitch their own ideas and, you know, implement them. So, yeah.
Do you think that U.S. mainstream media outlets are not free?
No, I wouldn't say that. I think everyone, with the help of just like different applications, have their own social media platforms, which also makes it harder for us as a Fourth Estate brand to keep our name running, because everyone has their own brand.
Mm-hmm. I mean, do you think that mainstream media in the United States, the big ones, are not free? You mean,
like,
I mean, like, freedom of speech and expression, because you said that this is going to be the only time when students can write freely.
No,
and
I think
uncensored.
I wouldn't say uncensored, but I think for some professional outlets, they have, like, their editor in chief probably has a vision for that paper, whereas I'm more free in applying what students' ideas here are, instead of giving them a specific story idea. That's what I meant by free.
Mm. Since you're not just a student, you're a student leader, you're a co-editor in chief. So can you tell me how you motivate your students? I mean, you mentioned something. Do you help them with the articles? Are you trying to find the right students for the job or the right student for the topic? How do you do that?
Mm-hmm. So every Friday, I hold an editorial meeting with my staff members, and my job is to motivate them to go out to the reporters, and they need to motivate their reporters, because it starts at the reporting level. The reporters need to be strong and have guidelines from their section editors, and the section editors need to give us their feedback from you know, that level. So it's not so much that me and my co-editor Friha motivate the writers, but that we motivate our editorial staff and tell them what they can do better and hear them out and their challenges.
What kind of skills from the students you require so they can be part of Forte State? I mean, can you recognize a student who is well motivated and will continue writing for the newspaper and support that kind of students, or you do something on the way to keep them motivated? Do you get my question?
Yes. So generally speaking, when I interview a potential writer or a section editor, the first question I ask them is, how many credit hours do you have? Because I think that this job is time consuming. So it's good to have a background knowledge of how much time you think that person may dedicate to this, or if they're kind of just thinking they can come and go as they please. You know, I look at their writing samples. I also look at, I kind of hear them out and how their idea of what they expect from the job. And that's kind of how I visualize if they'll continue to support this group.
Mm-hmm. And do you recruit your staff, your own? I mean, you choose who is going to write and who is not going to write for the newspaper? Who's choosing the staff?
The actual stories?
No. Who is choosing who's going to write for the newspaper and who is going to work actually in the Forte State?
Who
make that choice?
So my job was to employ the section editors, and the section editors go forth and look for writers.
For the reporters.
Yeah, okay. The reporters.
So student journalist, you're basically student journalist, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what that means to you, what kind of skills do you need to be a student journalist?
So me personally, I'm actually in media production, but for student journalists, I've learned that there is a lot of emphasis on like media law and libel, and it's important to note that when they're going forth and how they... reporting is different than just writing, like, generally. And there are certain guidelines to that. I did have a list here, but I don't know where it went. So they have specific guidelines, and it depends if you're doing, like, investigative journalism, you know, if you're writing for a lifestyle piece. But generally speaking, they all kind of have a similar format and need to be edited properly and laid out in the paper.
Mm-hmm. I forgot one more question about the motivation. Do you think that the ones who are on campus are more motivated or are more involved from the ones who are off campus?
I personally live off campus, and it is difficult, I will say, because I have to factor in my commute to school back and forth. But I think once I am on campus, I don't know, once I enter the office, I just feel energized and just ready to do work. I think it's because the peers surrounding me are all working, and it's exciting. But I do definitely think that people that live on campus do benefit more, especially if you're writing for like campus news, because our paper focuses on George Mason. Mm-hmm. So people that live on campus obviously know what's going on more often, and, you know, can pick up on news stories more quickly.
Mm-hmm. What have you learned working for the Forte State, and do you think that this could help you in your future career, and how, maybe?
Yeah, so my mentor or director here at Forte State basically once told me that a good leader is not someone that has a perfect team, but someone that can manage a team during a difficult time. And I think I've learned that, because every week there's always a new issue and we're always scrambling, but we make it work at the end of the day. And I think someone that can manage that can do anything.
Mm-hmm. What are you doing for keep readership up? Because we know the newspapers in general have problems with readers. I know that you do something, you're doing something about it, right?
So we do have online platforms. Mm-hmm. We are trying to motivate readers by, last semester we actually introduced an Etcetera page in which we have like crossword puzzles and such, and people that, what we got them to do is if you fill out the crossword puzzle and Snapchat us at our social media handle, then, you know, Fourth Estate would offer like a small prize. That's just to motivate readers to pick up the paper every week. But yeah, we are trying to spruce up our...
2 weeks ago, you were giving a cookie, free cookie, right? In the newspaper, there was a...
No.
Yeah,
the free cookie. Even an actual cookie.
Yeah, no actual cookie.
No, yeah. So what we do is sometimes, that's a good point. We did have a small flyer for, I forgot what restaurant it was, but they were offering like a free cookie if you went there. So yeah, like we'll do that to kind of promote people to pick up the paper.
That's also an advertisement. And who works on advertisement at Fourth Estate?
Okay, so Student Media actually has their own advertising office. So we do have a team that works on advertisements. So every week when we're laying
it's
out...
It's a student team?
Yeah.
Teams from students?
Yes, student team. So they... every week when we're laying out our issue, we'll have one of the students come to us and bring the run sheet of how many ads will be run in our paper. And that's actually also how Fourth Estate, that's like ad revenue. That's how we make money.
How significant is this for your sustainability?
Pretty significant. You know, the less ads we have, you know, the lower our budget goes. And which means I would have to lower everyone's pay and
less students would get paid. Okay, so what's your vision for the future for Fourth Estate and for student media in general?
My vision right now for the future of not only Fourth Estate but MCN and WGMU is to collaborate and just have one app, you know, an app on students' phones so that they could open it, and right there they would have each student media group, and they could pick which student media group they would want to like tune into. Like, oh, I want to read a story, or I want to tune into, you know, WGMU radio station, or watch an MCN piece. And I just want to collaborate more so that we're all on the same page, and it's in one single social media platform.
That's a very good idea, actually. Okay, Susan, thank you very much for being on the podcast. That was the interview with the co-editor-in-chief for the Fourth Estate, Susan Malik. I enjoyed talking with her, and I hope you enjoyed listening to this interview. Listen to all the podcasts at WGMU Radio website.